Republican Patrick Witt running for office to take on deep state administrative agencies. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on October 30, 2021. Patrick Witt worked for the Office of Personnel Management, OPM, under President Trump, but now he's running for Congress to rein in the deep state, bureaucratic, administrative agencies that have taken hold of our country. Witt is running for Congress in Georgia's 10th Congressional District. Listen. Witt talked to Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle about his time working at the OPM under President Trump and all they did to prevent critical race theory from spreading throughout the federal government. Under President Trump, you know, the drain the swamp message. The OPM is where the rhetoric met the road. We were implementing all of the executive orders, we were busy as can be, Witt said. And one of those executive orders that you mentioned was the EO to eliminate critical race theory trainings from our federal agencies. Witt commended Christopher Rufo for the investigative journalism he did in exposing how prevalent critical race theory was in our federal government, which led to Trump passing an executive order banning it in federal agencies. Witt then detailed how his office dealt with expensive funding requests from agencies for training programs that violated Trump's anti-CRT executive order. I mean, one agency alone had over 1,000 pages on unconscious bias training, which was just basically if you're white, you're racist. That was kind of the bias that they wanted to get across. So we had to staff up, you know, we had to hire. Gosh, maybe like 10 young folks to start reading through all of this material because just the sheer volume of it was overwhelming. And, you know, spoiler alert, most of this stuff violated the executive order. And so, it was amazing. We had agencies calling us saying, you know, we need approval for this seminar that we're putting on. We already sewn $25,000 into this thing we can't possibly cancel now, we'll lose the money. And we're looking at the training materials and we're like, absolutely not, you know, like, waste of money. Witt pledged to push Congress to codify laws prohibiting CRT from being used in government training. In Congress, I will take action, I will push, you know, our caucus, to codify the fact that you can't train people on this. It is incredibly poisonous. And if we want to exist as a multiracial democracy much longer, we'll put an end to it right now. Boyle pointed out how its unique experience at OPM will help it once elected to Congress because oversight is one of the roles of Congress. You know, my experience in the executive branch is somewhat unique. You know, a lot of legislators get elected. They've worked on the Hill before, Witt said. But Congress has abdicated so many of our responsibilities and just pushed those over to the executive branch. Witt pointed out that the actual deep state is the administrative agencies who are unelected bureaucrats running the show behind the curtains. And that's really the administrative state, the deep state, call it what you want. Most of the pernicious activity and most of the regulation that's actually affecting people's lives day to day comes from the executive branch. It comes from bureaucrats that you have no recourse against. You can't vote them out. Even the president can't fire them, Witt said. Witt further criticized the structure of the administrative state and was frustrated at how hard it is to fire these career government employees. You know, even some of the most Democrat bureaucrats out there will tell you one of the most frustrating things of working in the federal government is you can't dismiss underperforming employees. You can't get rid of them. You know, there's a process. It takes about a year. You have to give them, you know, performance plan, document everything, said Witt. And most people just don't even want to take the time. So they can pass them around the government, transfer them to different agencies, and you end up having these misfit toys that just, you know, rattle around the different agencies in the federal government. Boyle asked Witt how we actually solve this problem, to which Witt responded by saying, that's step one, you have to shine a light on it. You have to do the proper investigations. He continued, and then ultimately, Congress has to act with legislation to either outright in some of these agencies and roles and responsibilities that should not exist in federal government, or to dramatically reform them. Boyle then commented on how Republicans can learn from the failures of the 2010 midterm cycle to make sure the 2022 midterms will be different. He also asked Witt for more ways to defeat the administrative state. As I mentioned, you know, Congress needs to start reclaiming some of its Article I powers. Delegation is a massive problem that has allowed the administrative state to grow completely unchecked, Witt explained. You know, Take immigration, these are bureaucrats who have decided that, you know, open borders is the policy of, you know, maybe not the general populace of the United States, but certainly of the bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. And so they're completely flouting laws on the books. And, you know, telling all of our law enforcement agencies to stand down and allow this crisis to continue. You can't vote those people out. Witt further doubled down on the need for congressional oversight and investigations. So again, if Congress is not willing to properly investigate, take action and ultimately hold these people responsible, the American people are losing out and they have no way to correct course. Witt then discussed how federal law enforcement has played a role in bolstering the administrative state and how they must be reined in as well. The most pernicious part of this, in my opinion, is really federal law enforcement, the DOJ, FBI, even our intelligence community. He continued, we've seen the power that they wield, and they are run by political activists at the top of those agencies. And we need to take, you know, maybe a church committee-style reform to those agencies because the power that they can wield against the American public. As the interview concluded, Boyle asked Witt how a Republican majority in 2022 could make sure they get the job done correctly. For Witt, the answer is simple, be like President Trump. Doing things, actually delivering results, requires hard work and requires you to deal with a lot of, you know, extremely incendiary criticism and spin pushback from the other side. And most Republicans didn't want to fight that fight. Witt continued, Donald Trump was the only person that in my lifetime that has ever come along and was willing to take that incoming fire, but it's why he's so popular. People want to fight or they want someone to deliver results and not excuses. And that hasn't been the GOP of the past 30 years and that's why you see a lot of never-Trumpers re-emerge. Witt emphasized that we need people in this fight right now, saying, the window is narrowing. Democrats are trying to completely corrupt our elections. They're trying to indoctrinate all of our kids. Witt ended by encouraging voters to support him and other like-minded candidates across the country. It's not enough just to vote for a Republican by the time you get to a general election if you have not chosen the real America First fighter, Witt told Breitbart News Saturday listeners. No BS person that's going to get in office and actually demand results like Donald Trump did, then you've already lost that person. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.